Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you have a father on your name? Should it be protected? Cathal Wogan from the I'm Not a Typo campaign told Anton earlier this morning why your father needs protection.
The father is part of our language and our identity. For an individual, just think of any individual that you know with a father in their name who protects it very strongly. That's a part of their personal identity. And I think what Sinn Féin have done here is really interesting because they've probably touched on a nerve for a lot of people that will be, you know, very positively received, I hope, but also something that's structurally quite easy for the Irish state to probably do and protect.
Seamus O'Reilly, author and columnist, is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Seamus, does the father need protection?
I think so. I mean, I have probably experienced quite a lot of fada droppage in my time. I've got a fada over my E in Seamus. And so an awful lot of the time, it's either left out or it's just ignored. It's very, inconsistent, I would say, and inconsistently applied.
Does that frustrate you?
It does. I mean, I would make a distinction between if an ordinary person send me an email, maybe they're not familiar or they just, that's one thing. But it's whenever you're talking about actual government services, I've booked trains, you know, I've had to do all sorts of applications where if I put the FADA in, I will not be able to make the booking. And that kind of rankles with me because that's not just an ordinary person doing their best and maybe making a mistake. That's a system which would be very easy, I presume, to change because there's countries all over the world that have all sorts of special characters that we wouldn't be familiar with. But they can still book a train. They can still book a plane. They can still open a bank account or use an online service. So, yeah, that part of it would rankle with me because culturally it's important and personally it's important to me. But I think more in a systemic sense, this is not, I don't think, a difficult problem. It's just a problem of will. And that starts to become slightly insulting.
So the system just doesn't accept the father, despite the fact that like I'm looking at a keyboard here in front of me today, you know, and I could easily apply a father over the E in your first name, but our you know, civil service systems whereby you might be filling out some form of forms or application forms or whatever it is in public services, that doesn't allow for your father on the E.
No, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, sometimes it does. It is inconsistent. But then also, even within this, the programs that we use, so I write with Microsoft Word, and Microsoft Word, if you do Control-Alt-E in most things, that gives you a little FADA. That's what I use. But if you use it on Microsoft Word in some territories, it gives you a euro symbol, which is, you know, fine. Maybe more people need to use it. But I have occasionally, when extremely hungover, been reduced to just Googling Beyonce and copy and pasting the E.
That's how you
only when very, very hungover, I promise you, Andrea.
You included. Okay, so is this Sinn Féin motion then, Seamus, looking for kind of, I suppose, legislative change or a bill to protect the father? And it's not just on you know, in people's first or surnames. I think it's also addresses, it's place names, towns as well. I know that frustrates people around the country too.
Yeah, completely. And I think we should, you know, we should think about both things. Obviously, there's personal annoyance and sort of bureaucracy stuff that we can talk about. But culturally, I think it is significant. It is, you know, a little thing, but it's a thing which, you know, means an awful lot to people. It is literally, you know, our names. So I completely back, you know, any attempt to try and, you know, say this is a thing that exists. It's not hard to preserve. It's not really taking up too much time or effort. And it's, you know, it's an act of society to make sure that people are welcomed and included, especially if you're talking about something which is, you know, intrinsic and very sort of, you know, innate to Irish society, that we have these, you know, these lovely flourishes that maybe other countries don't have. Why not protect them?
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We want to hear from listeners today about whether if you have a father over your name or as part of your name, do you feel it needs some kind of legislative protection? Stay with me, Seamus, for a moment. Katrina Redmond is an Irish Examiner columnist. What does the father mean to you, Katrina?
Oh, it's a huge, big deal to me, I have to say. Not just as an English speaker, but also as an Irish speaker or vice versa. To me, the father obviously is part of my name, but also it delineates how my name is pronounced. And in the Irish state, we have three state languages. We have English, we have Irish, and we have Irish Sign Language. So the Irish language is protected by the Irish state, and it's just a matter of enforcing the use of the FADA in state services and in the services provided to us by varying countries, by varying companies. For example, in day-to-day banking, I can't use the FADA in my day-to-day banking. And that's infuriating to me because my name has a FADA and that's how my name is pronounced. So and it's not a case that other countries can't provide FADAs or grav to, let's say, for example, customers who operate in France and who use French banking services, because they're well used to using the accent grav in France and across Central Europe. So it is a case in many ways of this kind of othering of Irish language speakers and Irish language users who use the FADA, because they're slowly trying to move away from facilitating us. And this is one of our state languages.
So it's a pure laziness then?
Well, arguably, like I believe, like, it, you know, a person's name has great power, obviously, and it's very important that our fathers are retained within our names. But this, you know, manifests itself not just in our names, but also in addresses and in other forms of day to day life. So if they prioritise the Irish language, as they say they do, because it is one of our state languages, so then, yes, the FADA should be a facility that is offered to those of us who use it.
So, and not just in surnames, it should be the signs, the place names, the town names all over the country as well, I take it.
Yes, absolutely.
Listeners got in touch to say, my name is Kieran, and without the FADA, my name becomes Kieran, which is a totally different name. It's a little bit like Ray and Roy, Tim and Tom, Jane and June. It's a fair point, Katrina, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm Katrina, or Katrina, actually, if I'm to use the two fathers that are in my name. So if somebody was to call me, most of the time I go as Katrina, but if somebody was to use my fathers, I would be Katrina. One of my sons has a father in his name, and his name is Owen. But if he was to be called with the use of the father, then it wouldn't be Owen, it would be Yoan. And even in his own school setting, and he goes to an Irish language school, sometimes people don't use that father and realise, you know, that that's very important. And we kind of get used to people anglicising the pronunciation of our names, but absolutely, I should be Katrina.
Seamus, you live in the UK, is that right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and so you, like, is it more prevalent there then that the FADA's dropped?
I mean, it almost certainly is, and that's mostly, you know, completely innocent, I would say, in most cases, because these are it's not a culture which is necessarily immediately used to seeing these things day in, day out. But I will say that in Ireland it happens, I'd say, you know, almost as much. And also there's a sort of what Katrina just said about the anglicization is really key. It's like this rush, this race to make things more perhaps efficient or easier by sort of acting in hoc to another language. And the English language is great and it's wonderful and we love it, we speak it. But the Irish language is different and it's not that difficult to change. I mean, we were just having a chat about the, you know, if you put a FADA in, you can't, you know, make a bank statement, bank payment. It even stretches to other things that are, you know, endemic to Irish culture. So apostrophes, you can't, you know, book a leisure centre appointment. You can't book a flight on Aer Lingus. How many Irish people have an apostrophe or a FADA in their name? I mean, that's got to be getting close to a majority of people.
Funny you say that, text here. For Aer Lingus doesn't accept the FADA in airline bookings and also across other Irish public and private services. The system can't handle it is not a valid excuse in 2026, says this texter. Another listener makes the point that the FADA should definitely be protected. We should also have a national font for street signs as well. Labour MEP Éadan O'Riordan is with me here on Lunchtime Live as well. You've multiple fathers, Éadan, in your name.
I'm going to have to correct you. It's Éadan O'Riordan, but anyway. And I actually never do. I never do when I go on media. Somebody
Éadan. What did I say? I said Éadan.
Yeah. And it's Éadan O'Riordan and the O'Riordan bit. Yeah, I find it, like the other contributors there, I find it incredibly frustrating because, like, I'm a member of the European Parliament. If I go to a meeting in Brussels or Strasbourg, there is never an issue with my name as it's spelled in any form or the nameplate that might be in front of your desk. It only ever happens in Ireland. So I come back to Ireland and somebody decides to, whoever, get rid of all the fathers and then stick an apostrophe between the O and the Riordan bit. And then what happens to me regularly is that people will say, well, I sent you an email and it bounced back, because they just didn't stick in the I at the end of Oireachtas because they assume it's Oireachtas. And it does lead you sometimes to feel as if you're just being an irritant, that you're being unreasonable. Now, look, this is a decision I made myself when I was in college doing Irish 30 years ago. I went from Aidan O'Riordan to Aon O'Riordan. My family still call me Aidan. So, you know, in a way, it's something that I inflicted on myself. But, you know, my children have Irish names. One of them has two fathers in her first name. And I find myself even messaging people that it's a bit cumbersome to tell people how what she's up to or how she's getting on. But it was, you know, in Seachtain na Gaeilge, when we're trying to get people to speak Irish, if our systems can't even manage a father, then it does make you wonder. And it leads yourself actually to feel as if, do you know something, I just call myself on this phone call, I just say it's O'Riordan, rather than actually saying O'Riordan.
No, but you're right. And yeah, it's funny. And like, it's you know, you're right probably to correct people, not from an Irish pronunciation perspective. I'm Andrea. I'm forever in Dublin called Andrea. I don't bother correcting people, purely, but to be honest, it's probably the least of the worst things I get called as part of this radio program. So I just let it go on. But I can
You will find people saying, though, and this is not just sort of in the commercial sense, but in the state sense, they say, what's that in English? That has happened to me on a few occasions. It happens to most people whose names are in Irish. That will be said to them when putting a name into a system or whatever. It could be in a hospital. It could be dealing with the guards. What's that in English? So, look, I mean, it's a small. In some ways, it's a small irritant. It's not a big deal. But in other ways, actually, it is about, you know, cultural sensitivity. And it's about, you know, accepting somebody's name
as it is.
It is your identity, it's your name. And, you know, it shouldn't be an issue that you have a father on your own. In any country in the world that should be able to manipulate its systems to accept a father, Ireland should be it. But I find it, just because I am away a lot, because I'm in different countries, and even in the UK, we go to meetings in Westminster, your name is spelled correctly. But it's
and
not.
And we can't manage
correctly.
To do it here.
We can't manage in Ireland.
No.
And it is deeply frustrating.
Let me put this text to you from a listener who's not the only one to say, would it really hurt to just drop the father? The whole country speaks English and not Irish.
Well, that's you know, I think that's a really dismissive way. I mean, would you ask somebody who's O'Byrne to be Byrne? You wouldn't. If you ask somebody whose name is, I don't know, one spelling of Owen to anglicise it to O-W-E-N. No, you wouldn't. I mean, this is your name. You're entitled to your name. There's a constitutional protection around your name being in Irish or English. There's a richness to the Irish language. We're the only country that actually has the language. So if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And I think this sort of, would you not just, is not the attitude we really want to have when somebody is trying to protect, a symbol in a language which is, you know, less used than it would have been 100 years ago. And I think there's, if we get to the sense now where Sean is not spelled with a father anymore, Kieran is not spelled with a father anymore, Siobhan is not spelled with a father anymore because we just gave up on it. It's not because the person with the name wanted to give up on the father. It's because the people writing the name or receiving the name decided that they were too lazy to go with it. And I find in my own life, I have to say, I just don't understand why somebody just can't copy and paste my name and then put it where it's supposed to go. And that's somebody with an Irish name. I can only imagine what might happen to somebody who is in this country who doesn't have an Irish name, a name from a different linguistic background, and what troubles they have.
As part of this as well, listener says, the apostrophe needs to be brought up into this conversation as well. It's in so many Irish surnames, and yet Irish systems don't accept that either. So perhaps should that too get some kind of legislative protection? Breathe is with us. Breathe, what's your reaction to this?
Well, Aon has said a lot of what I intend to say very eloquently there about the father. His name is his name. I often think it's because maybe the father isn't explained properly to students in school. I was a teacher for many years, and I would always have said, it's very simple, the word father means long. So if you want to know where the father should go, you say the name, Aon. It's very simple, which sound is long. It's the second A, so that's where the father goes. And that's a lack of understanding of what it does and how it sound, how it affects the sound of a word is why people sometimes get it wrong. I'm frustrated with the father for years. You know, the kids often saying to me in school, you know, Mrs. The Father important? I'm thinking, of course the father is important, because if you take it out, you can change the entire meaning of a word, like fair, which means grass, as opposed to fire, which means man. And you know, you can't take something that's so fundamental to language away because it just doesn't suit people to as Aon said, put the systems in place to allow for it. I had a lovely experience recently out in Swords, where I was giving my name and the nice man on the other side of the desk said, I don't know how to do the fathers, I'll have to leave his mouth. And I said, no, you don't. Has nobody ever showed you how to do the father? And he said, no. And I said, do you want me to show you? And he said, I do. So I pulled his keyboard around and I showed him how to do the father, and he was delighted with himself. And I've done that so many times in so many places, told people how to put in the father.
I think Seamus mentioned it, Katrina, earlier. It's controlled Alt and E, isn't it?
Yes, very simple. Yeah. Very simple.
But they know it now.
Never taught and people don't know. Place names, father's in the wrong place, father's left out. I remember years ago watching an RT programme. There were three contestants called Sean in some game they were playing, and the three labels had one had no father, one had the father on the E, and one had the father on the A. Like, just no understanding of what the father sounds like, what it does to a word. And that's part
of it. Well, a lot of people in favour, I should say, of this Sinn Féin motion to protect fathers used in Irish names and addresses. This listener says, I recently updated my name to its Irish spelling on my CV, having noticed an unusual level of rejections when applying for new positions. I did some research and came to learn that my CV was failing the automated screening process due to the father in my surname. The document couldn't actually be interpreted or even processed as a result. I mean, that is pretty incredible. Like, if we can't get our public service systems in Ireland to operate and to accept a father, I mean, it's incredible to think they can do it just fine in the European Parliament. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, Seamus O'Reilly, Katrina Redmond, Aon O'Riordan, whose name I will never mispronounce again, and Bree, thanks so much for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.